Alright people, we are back. Fukuoka Fat Guys, episode 11.
Yep, back in the studio. We have a special guest today, so why don't we go ahead and let the audience know.
Would you like to say hello, special guest?
Hello.
We got Brandon over here on the ones and twos, homie from way back. Hopefully you'll make today's episode that much more fun, but before we get into all that stuff, any updates on your end, Carl?
I lied. I said I wasn't going to talk about it, but fuck, we are finally out of Asakura. Like, man.
Yeah, I say, what was it, about a week of moving?
A little bit more than a week.
Yeah, I saw your Facebook photo with the before and after, too. It looked like it brought a tear to my eye looking
at your room. I actually got kind of sad. I got kind of sad.
Oh, man, the room with shit packed up all the way to the door, now completely empty. Man, whoever helped you move must have been a fucking saint.
Yeah.
I just want to just say that randomly. I have no idea who that angel is, but you owe $1 million.
If only I had the money.
Oh, man. Anything else new going on? Like, now that you're in the new place, how is it? How's it going to work and going home?
Actually, I haven't had a day off, so I just kind of want to sit at home. But, you know, we'll see in April, right? We'll figure all that out.
Yes, April's going to be a fun month. Nothing new on my end, I think. Just been getting older each day and, you know, I'm done moving too. You know, I'm happy that that's all over with. But I guess we'll get into that a little bit more later. But like we said, we got a special guest here. So, Brandon, why don't you tell the people about yourselves a little bit? Who you are, where you're from, what you do?
My name is Brandon Perry.
Alcoholic?
Definitely not. Now I've known you guys now for like... I've known you.
Yeah, we've known since Warren used to be here. What was that? That's like my old place, or at least over 5-6 years.
I've been in Japan, I've been in Japan almost 11 years. So, like, I've known you for like half of that time. And then Carl was when back we were all working at the same place, is when I first.
The place that shall not be named.
Yeah, because, you know, when you interact with those people, bad things can happen. So never interact with that place.
Yeah.
So what are you doing now?
So I'm still teaching, but actually in April, I won't be working on Fridays and Saturdays, so I can focus more on photography.
Oh, that's awesome.
You used to do photography too, right, Carl?
Yeah, I still do. But yeah. Brandon's really good at portraits. I was looking at his lighting techniques. And amazing work.
I'm also a photographer. I have an iPhone 8.
Everyone's a photographer now.
I don't know if you've heard of that, but you might know me on the Instagrams as Big Fatty Fitness 112. No, that's not real. Don't look it up. I don't want people looking that shit up.
I think it should be a thing.
Somebody's going to steal that name now that I said it.
If it hasn't been taken already.
Yes. So, yeah, we've known Brandon for quite a bit. And...
Oh, wait, let me just say this.
Uh-oh.
I've known you guys, I've known Carl for a while, right? I've never been to his place up in Asakura. This is the first time I've ever been in his house.
You know how many people... Oh, you couldn't fit in that house. You obviously didn't look at the before pictures. Oh, you think I'm fucking playing. It was an episode of Hoarders. Like, Buried Alive. It was... Just looking at it caused everybody stress. I was the only one that was calm and collect.
We only found two dead corpses, okay?
He's not even playing. There were two dead frogs in his room. Like, he didn't have pet frogs or anything. This means they had to come from the wild, climb up, get in somehow, and just...
And they died.
And they went to the sweet oblivion. So...
They got in and made a big mistake.
But no, we got this giant place. We got, you know, our own little sound booth area.
It's a nice apartment, and it's 10 minutes away from where I live.
Right? But, yeah, Brandon actually hit us up. He wanted to come over and share some of his views on some of the stuff going on in the world today. So,
yeah,
I think it's going to be a very interesting and enlightening episode.
You're going to have to make a lot of apologies in this episode.
Yes. In the previous episode, I told everyone that I had a friend who told me to stop apologizing so much.
That was me.
Yeah, there you go. You know, and so I don't know if I'm trying to be too PC or I don't know if I just talk too much shit. I'm starting to get worried. We're getting like so many people who know me that I gotta watch what I say now. I was freaking out. They're like, oh, I told so-and-so about your podcast. I'm like, fuck, that's more shit I gotta be careful about. I talk way too much shit. Oh, I'm gonna be in trouble.
See, I have the advantage of, I don't technically have to share this podcast with the people that know me but don't know you guys. Right? So they may never know about the things I said on this podcast.
So you could be dropping names and shit and they'll never know. Me, I gotta use no names or anything, man.
No, man. We're gonna name names.
Nah, you ain't getting me shot in the streets of Japan. People come out. I heard what you say. You gonna pay what you owe. Mm-mm. Stop trying to get that shit on me. But yeah, anyway, so how's the dating life going, Brandon? I know you're a fellow single guy out here.
It's not really going. But I mean, that's more like me more than anything because...
Ain't got the time?
No, it's more what I want is made dating kind of difficult.
Lady in the now. Streets and the freak in the sheets. Everybody knows
it. Like, I'm just, you know, I did all the playing around and all that kind of stuff back in my younger days.
Well, don't be talking like you're an old-ass man now. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, we're not all Anthony's here.
What the fuck's that supposed to mean?
Happy birthday, bitch. How old are you now?
The big 36, yo.
36?
Yep.
God damn, that's almost as long as my dick.
Fuck you. I don't know, but you were like a year or two behind me, right?
I'll be 34.
See, year. Yeah. See, so he's the baby of the group right now. Shit. Or you're talking like I'm old and ancient and shit. So, you ain't out there on the prowl every night trying to get them hoochies?
No, man, because I'm looking for a wife, straight up. I have not embarrassed to say that at all. Like, the next woman I date is
my... The like, one. She's yeah, the one.
Trying to get married here. I ain't trying to...
You know who ain't saying that shit? Me. Fuck that shit. You ain't trapping me. You know
what that means, right? That means Anthony's getting married next.
No. It's going to be because of an accidental pregnancy if that does happen. Leave me alone. No, man. I'm on the grind every day.
Speaking of that, I just think the word for shotgun wedding in Japanese is the greatest.
Yep. Why don't you tell everyone what that is?
It's dekichatta kekkon. Now, like, to understand what that means if you don't understand Japanese, like... So basically, like, it means, like, oops, we did it, wedding. That's kind of what it means. It's like an oops, we did it, wedding.
The Britney Spears of Japanese weddings.
And in Japan, it happens again.
Oops. See, I ain't getting trapped, though. Mm-mm. I got, like, a plethora of condoms, got the Costco pack. Ain't nobody trapping me, all right? Trying to get my little ass paycheck to pay for some old badass kid. Ladies, I know you're looking, but too bad.
Nah, but I think of, like, honestly, I don't think of, like, things like marriage and stuff as getting trapped. But I used to, like, I did, but I did, like, deep reflection into why I felt the way I did about that kind of stuff.
Man, and you drank the Kool-Aid. That's what
happened. I'm just like...
They got you.
Like, I'm just like, look, the idea of coming home to someone who, like, knows you, knows what you like, knows what you don't like, you don't have to worry about, like... You know all this.
Carl, how's that going? Do you like coming home to somebody that knows what you like? Why are you looking for grace?
Don't do it. Don't do it, man.
No, but like the honest, you know, like, I think one of the, I'm not saying this is Carl, mm-hmm. but like I think one of the problems, especially you see in Japan, is a lot of people get married to people they didn't intend to get married to because they shotgun wedding or people that like they felt the pressure of like, oh, I'm this age now, and this guy has a good job, he's a doctor, he's stable, so I'm get married to him. But the thing is, he doesn't make her vagina explode at all.
Like, I thought you were gonna say happy or.
Like, she doesn't feel it in her loins for this dude, so she just gets married to him because he's stable. But she don't want to have sex with him.
Yeah, it's a marriage of convenience. But I mean, speaking of like, how do you meet people in Japan? Like, I mean, even in America, dating is actually pretty difficult, right?
Yeah. And I think the...
But we can meet people easier out there, I feel. Just going into a bar or house party.
It's not so much meeting people easier. It's just you don't have to worry about the cultural aspect or the language aspect. So, like, it's not so much I think that it's the literal act of meeting people is easier. It's just that you're all the same culture. You're all the same language. You're just going and...
Well, I guess that's also our default setting, so we know how best to... You know, talk to people in America, because out here, all I'm using is like these apps And I fucking hate that shit with a passion.
I hate this. I've done the swiping. I hate it. I think it's bad for relationships in men, like between men and women in general, because, like, when we were kids or even teenagers, none of that stuff existed, right? You still had to the girl you liked. You still had to call up her house phone,
talk to the parents,
and like, oh my god, he's gonna let her dad pick up. He's gonna let her dad pick up.
Hell yeah!
Like.
Is Shaniqua there?
Like, kind of stuff, right?
And your brothers are sitting on the other line.
They're over there. So, I mean...
You get snitched on.
I mean, you had to go through that, and you had to still face-to-face meet people. And, like, by the time I was a teenager, online dating had kind of... Like, it was still kind of starting. And I don't... I think of swiping culture and then things like online dating, like OkCupid and, like, Match.com. That's different. Those are different type of things. But, like...
Tinder.
Like, imagine being 15, 16, 17, 18 years old now, and that's what you grew up with, is this idea of people being so disposable that you just go swipe left, swipe right. Like, it's crazy.
Dude, well, first off, we can't talk about children in this day and age. They got porn everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, remember, that used to be, like, you'd have to go to, like, a clubhouse way out in the boonies.
Scrambled.
I saw titty.
No, man, like, me, the only thing is that I was told to stop being a... quote unquote playboy, so to speak. I didn't see myself as a playboy, but I was told to try.
I was playboy by association a lot of the times.
Well, you associated with me, so I don't know, like, what you're saying. No, but it was like, so I tried to start taking things like a little serious. I try and like talk to these people on Tinder, and God, I fucking hate it, because I always get blah, 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 your thing's going good, and oh, I'm looking for a friend. And it's like, motherfucker, well, you're on a dating app looking for a friend.
First of all, it's because you didn't send a dick pic right away. You got to establish the line.
Oh, my God.
And whip out the anaconda.
No, I'm not sending a picture of my junk to strangers.
I will never, ever,
see?
Ever.
No, man. Just like literally yesterday, I matched with somebody and we're talking. And I'm like, oh, wow, it's going well. And they're like, yeah, I studied in Australia, blah, 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 blah. And... somehow we got up to dating, and I'm like, oh, well, yeah, you know, I'm not seeing anybody in me right now. How are you? What about you? And she's like, actually, I have a boyfriend. I'm just looking for someone to practice English with. And I just literally went like, huh. I was like, well, if you're looking for a free teacher, you shouldn't do it on a dating app, because no guy's going to want to just do that. And I think this is like the women's equivalent of, like, you know how men look for sex on the first date? So when women are out there looking for friends on a dating app, yeah, fuck that shit.
Well, here's the thing. We've been here long enough that I remember when Tinder first came to Japan and there was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it kind of exploded. And still, Japanese women, and I can't speak for the Japanese man side, but Japanese women have gotten a bit better about what it's kind of used for, but they still also kind of use it.
I heard it's a cop-out. You know, like, if they'll want to, like, either slow you down or they, like, get, like, cold feet, they'll be like, oh, I'm just looking for friends. But Japanese men... I'm proud to say they are dogs just like the rest of us. Those fools are out there on the grind too. They say some dumb shit, but when they're at the clubs and stuff, they just as dirty as the Americans. Oh, yeah.
But
I'm
you know,
proud.
Like, what's funny with like Tinder is I learned though, like, okay, if it's the back of your head, swiping left. If there's nothing in your profile, swiping left.
Pictures of animals or food.
These are the same girls that'll be like, oh, don't just say hi, but I'm not going to put anything in my profile to give you anything to work off of. Right? You're like, whoop, like, I'm like, goodbye.
Carl tried Tinder once.
Yep. I swiped the wrong way. Didn't get any matches. It's like...
He was using my phone. He's like, how come it's not working? He's just swiping left on everybody. And he's like, I don't know why it's not working. How come it's... He's like, is it broken? I'm like, no, you're swiping the wrong way. Wow. No?
I'm too old for this stuff.
Yeah, it's a mess. Like, I just don't think... It's like, think about this. Think about how if you're a woman, right? Back in the day, not even that long ago, 15, 20 years ago, right? You might have had, okay, there are two or three guys that are interested in you that you know of, right? And so you're interested in, you know, you're like, okay, which one, who am I into, right? And you decide. It wasn't this idea of like, there are potentially 8,000, a million other guys that I can choose from, so I'm not going to pick these three.
But like, I think women always kind of have, like, 80,000 men knocking at their doors, like...
But it used to be, you didn't know... It's like, yeah, you're a young, pretty girl, you could do that, but, like, they weren't immediately at your fingertips like they are now. Like, so, I mean, I think it's, like the Tinder and the swiping is just bad.
Yeah, the accessibility, I think, is really...
It's messing with people. It's,
yeah, it makes things... like, not as important and not as real. Everything feels like a game. And I think rejection is actually a really big thing that we have to learn about, right? So, yeah. Like, having to go up to someone and getting a no or, like, I'm not interested is actually... It's something that you have to go through as a rite of passage. You
know? I don't date military guys. That's what I used to get out here because I'd have to shave my head in the summer. And they're like, I don't date military guys. I'm like, what the fuck that got to do with me? And they're like, you're military, right? I'm a teacher.
They just mean you're black.
No. Sometimes. No,
like, in Japan, I would say that there is a racial dating hierarchy. That's not. It doesn't stem from, like, racism. It's not a racist
preference
thing. It's just a preference thing. Like, you think... A lot of people think, oh, American. They think, white guy. Like, I always do this thing where they're like, where am I from? And most people will say America, but you know what I get a lot?
New Zealand.
Brazil.
I get New Zealand.
I get Brazil.
You do kind of have a Brazilian vibe,
but I mean, I get it. Like, I'm a pretty light-skinned black dude, and when I grow a beard, I turn into a Middle Eastern guy. I don't know how that
works. Oh, yeah, yeah. The last time I saw you, had that old homeless beard going on.
Stop
Santa!
I turned into a Middle Eastern guy, so I don't know how that works. But,
honestly, I don't mind that there's, like, internet and stuff like that or swipes. It's just women don't like it when men waste their time, and yet they pull the same shit on us. Especially when I'm still acting as a foreigner, which means I'll ask them out, I'll choose the place, I'll pay for things. And then I do all that shit to be like, oh, yeah, I'm just looking for English lessons. Motherfucker, here is the bill for our date. You know, in fact, you owe me extra for the damn free lesson. Like, I hate that. Like, don't look for friends on dating apps. You know, could you imagine someone going on OkCupid or any of those fucking websites and they do all this shit, type in 1,001 things about yourself, and you go on a date and they're like, oh, I just wanted a friend. Fuck you! Or you deserve to be alone!
Just put it in your profile. Like, straight up put it in there that, like, that's what you're, like, that's what you're looking for.
Yo, you should know. Fuck that. Don't use the damn app. Go on Facebook. Go on HelloTalk. No. You keep the fuck away from those of us who are trying to procreate or find somebody or to stop being lonely. I'd have never hit a woman in my life, but I think I should be allowed to at least slap a woman who does that shit. Tinder is for couples and banging. Like, that's it. If you want a friend, to the fuck bad, go outside, go talk to your neighbors. No.
You gotta actually get mad at the internet because, like, a lot of those blog sites say to use Tinder as, like, a way to get, like, free rides and, like, advice about if you're visiting a foreign country.
I've heard about that shit, too.
You know, it's funny. My brother, who's about to have a kid next month, his girlfriend he met on Tinder.
See? So it worked.
My best buddy, Derek, I think, I don't know, do you know Derek?
Yeah,
you
well, didn't he come through, we went to the JoJo thing back in the day?
Oh, yeah. He met his girlfriend that way as well.
See?
And then, I think, did my other buddy in Korea meet his girlfriend? He met her on some type of online swiping thing, and I'm sitting here like, man.
These are weapons that can be used for good. We can use them for good, we just gotta cut out all the bullshit.
I do think it would be a better experience in the States, I think.
Yeah, when we went to Hawaii, I was swiping, and it was weird, because, like, their game, the chatting game is totally different. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, out here, it's the same old kind of, like, hi, what do you like, blah, blah, blah. But out there, they'd say, like, random shit, like, you know, they'd come up with, like, Rick and Morty quotes and shit, and I'm like, what the fuck is Rick and Morty? You know, like, I'm not ready. I need to study for this.
I don't know what that is. They'd be like, but that's a conversation starter for them. They'd be like, how you don't know what that is? I'm like, because I've been living in Japan for a decade.
See,
like,
Carl, this is all the shit you don't have to go through, you see? You don't have to get mad at your phone and talking to these sorry motherfuckers who just want to be friends.
But, like, what's so bad about just making friends, though?
Hey, if one thing to make friends... okay, let's say it like this. Let's say a woman comes up to you and tells you just a couple things about her. She's like, I've been single for a couple years. I'm just, you know, I really am looking into dating and, you know, I want someone serious and blah, blah, blah. And they give you this long spiel about how they're looking for something, right? And you hear all that and then you go on a date with that person. You go on a couple of dates with that person. And then when she confesses to you, she's like, wow, I really like you. You know, I want to start dating. And you say, oh, no, we just friends, girl. Like... That's the kind of shit it is. You can be friends, but it has to be said from the start.
The and thing still... is, that's a distinctly, in my opinion, Japanese thing that happens here. Like, the way where women will do that kind
of
stuff.
Well, I've had Americans do it out here. I'm going through the damn roulette of just dumb shit that happens to me. Like, oh, yeah, especially when you have like friends in common, that makes it awkward. You're like,
they got rid of that feature, I think.
Cause well, it used to, yes. Yeah. Well, that shows you how long ago I was doing. Yeah. But nah, man, I can be just friends. I have friends who I'm just friends with.
But that's not what I'm on Tinder for.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, oh man, I met my best friend on Tinder. Fuck that. All right, no. You know, it's people you meet through friends or at a party or going out just being social. But when you're on a dating thing, obviously the end goal is dating.
Okay, so I have a question.
Yes.
So, like, let's say you meet this girl and it's going really well, and like, she likes you, obviously, but she won't fuck you. Well,
that's fine. Great? It just means
you mean like the first night.
Kind of thing, talking or? About a year.
Oh, that's to each their own on that point. Yeah. Now, if you're asking me if I'm like a saint or a monk that
I'm just saying you enjoy being with her. It's fun. You guys talk.
Yeah, but the point is to eventually have sex with her, though.
But that's, I mean, if she's not hooking up because she wants to wait for marriage or something, then that's one thing. If she's not hooking up because she doesn't want to sleep with you, then. Yeah, maybe that gets demoted to a friend's thing.
What if she asexual? Like the people who are like, they want the physical part, but they just.
If you start going out with somebody for the goal of, you know, something serious, but then you both realize it's not going to go that way and you decide to be friends, that's fine. But if you go out with somebody with, you know, your goal is just friendship or an English lesson, you're a piece of shit. That's all I'm saying.
You're not putting that out up front.
Like, yeah, not, see, that's the thing.
Because I know a guy, all right?
Uh-oh, we get the shit talking. He was just talking about one of his friends that is shall be remain nameless.
He hails from the land down under. Not that that matters. But, like, he is... I would never introduce a woman to him because he's notorious for cheating on them and fooling around. And I'm just like, dude, just tell them that you're not... exclusive, like give them that choice, right? So that if they decide to get on that train, if they have no one to blame but themselves because you told them. But he's like, no, man, I can't do it. Like, I can't do it. I'm like, you're a terrible person. Like, you're not giving them that choice. Like, because now you're kind of a scumbag if you do that.
Oh no!
Just give them the choice right up front.
The cheating culture, yeah, that's so fun. Oh man, I think my last ex cheated.
Acting as a cheater.
What? No!
He said cheating is so much fun.
No, fuck you, I never said that. No, I was cheated on.
Cheating in Japan is a problem.
Yes, but no, I was the victim. But yeah, see me? Nah, that's why we started this podcast. We were like, fuck all this bullshit, we're gonna come out here, have fun, you know, make the 20s and 20s of dollars so that the women's want us, lose 6 pounds, and then just reinvent ourselves. That's my roadmap, my social roadmap for that.
But yo, the last thing that I'll say about this whole Tinder thing, the thing that frustrates me is when you match with someone and you hit them up and there's no reply. And you're like, well, how did, like, and so I know what that is. That is the validation thing where they just want to swipe to see who they match up with, but they have no intention. Now, I will admit, I have done that before as a guy, where I've swiped with certain people where I was like, if I'm just going to see, I'm going to swipe with this person because I have a feeling I'll match up with them, but I have no intention of talking. I have done that before.
I just swipe yes on everybody, and when I match, I'm like, do I want to talk to this person or do I
want to match? I would never. That's too dangerous in Japan because in the States, well, I don't know nowadays, but here, you are more likely to run across... Ladyboy. So I don't do that swipe on everyone. Like I mean, I deleted Tinder off my phone a long time ago, but like I was discerning. I'd be like, left, right, left, right. Like
Adam's apple.
What a nice mustache you have, ma'am. No, I just...
Oh, not that there's anything wrong with that. It's your choice, but...
Hey, that's your thing. Yeah.
No, with me, the ones I would get is like I'd match, and then they'd unmatch me a second later like it was an accident. And once it was this American chick... And the worst part was like, she was not cute. Like, it was just some random, I bet she was like a jet or something. But we matched, and then I was like, I guess I'll message her. And then she's like, I got something to tell you, but I don't know if I should. And I'm like, what? And she's like, it'll probably make you mad. And I'm like, all right, bitch, we got this far. Just fucking tell me now. And she's like, I liked you accidentally. And I'm like, huh. And now I had the option. I was like, do I tell her she looks like a troll with like minefield face of pimples and shit? Or do I just say LOL and delete? And I went with the LOL delete.
That was a good choice.
But I was so mad. I was like, bitch, you ain't even pretty. Like, you wasn't even cute.
Like, don't take that personally. Like, I'm not the... I'm not.
Don't you tell me what to do.
I'm just like, look, man, just... Like, you're like, do I escalate this or do I just forget it? I'm just whatever. Chill out. Goodbye.
No. Oh, I mean, I didn't escalate, but it was like, it would be one thing if she was like gorgeous, but I'm like, you remember that movie, like the Troll, the like scary, like that's kind of what she reminded me of. Troll. Yeah, exactly. So it just tickled the shit out of me because I was like, you know, I was like, I just said yes to everybody. That's how we matched. Still.
So let me see. Hmm. So if you're not going to do this like online dating thing, how do you meet people then?
Oh, yeah, we got to do this. What we're talking about.
Well, me, God, the best place I used to meet people was just going out to like a club. But now, sadly, I'm running into the same people. Like, it's just a refresh of like the same old fool. So I'm like, I try and find like new spots. I've tried going to bars and stuff. I'm told I need to just go out and smile more and just talk to randos on the street.
Yeah, you should. And I'm going to rehash my idea again because, you know, they say, you know, if you keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result, it's insanity, right? So please go try my advice, okay?
What was your advice again?
You go to an STD clinic.
Oh, God damn it.
Okay? At least you know they're concerned with their bodies, right? And they put out.
Oh, God.
No, but I honestly think that when you're young, like, depending on what you want, like, going to the clubs, you're typically scraping the bottom of the barrel.
I found some quality
girls. Well, I mean, the quality girls do, you know, you can run into them. But
you don't
like,
want to insult the three women that are listening to our podcast that like go to clubs now.
You know, but I mean, like everyone knows it's kind of like the vapid, dumb, just...
Not really. See, club is where there's no... You're out there to have fun. See, like with me at a club, I can go out and just have fun with my friends.
Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah.
Right? And so you'll meet people like that. Like, of course, but anywhere you go, there's a chance of meeting just, you know, fucking random ass, you know, caveman like people. But for me, club has music, it has alcohol, and then when you're there with your friends, it's always fun. So that's why it's like it's comfortable. In a bar, especially in Japanese bars, you're set apart from everyone. So it's harder to go and mingle at certain places, you know. Oh, so, like at an izakaya or something, you can't really do that.
You know what you need then? Standing bars.
Yeah.
With standing bars, you're forced to interact with each other.
See, but then only men interact with me in this goddamn country. Be like, oh, hello, Nichan. You're very big. Nice muscles. You know? Or they'll be like, oh, you're all fluffy and fat now. And it's like, don't touch me, old man. Like, what?
I've been hashtag me too'd by significantly more men than women.
Exactly. See, where at least at a club, you know, you can start dancing. It's like a mating call, you know. Be like, oh, look, I got rhythm, girls. Now come get me. And it works.
What Japanese girls know about rhythm?
Damn. There goes our Japanese listeners. This is why we apologize all the time. We don't want to insult nobody. I don't know. How did you do it, Carl? How did you and your lady meet? Where did you go?
I'm actually curious about that because I don't know that story.
I basically just lied to her.
About?
About, you know, like...
Income?
I actually paid for stuff, you know, back in the day. And then I made it look like I had money. Trapped her.
So, but did you meet her at a club?
Actually, I met her at a part-time job.
Oh, yeah. Snap. See?
See, I think, like, the best way to meet people is, like, the friend introduction. Because then all the guards, the shields are down for both of you because of mutual friend, right? And... the mutual friend is like, oh, I know you. You're single. And so it's like, okay. Like, that's the best way to do it. But, I mean, you can do the clubs and the bars with that, like, the money that goes into that. And hey, then it's a real numbers game.
It's an investment, right?
It's a real numbers game. But, like, if you're here in Japan, like, you got to find a hobby that people, like, and that's how you meet people. Like, either you meet them at the gym or you meet them at your... they're on your baseball team or whatever, like whatever, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think hobbies are like, actually.
But I don't talk much at the gym. Like when I go, even when I work out with this fool, we'll talk maybe in an hour, like total of 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't talk much either. But there is a woman who I'm pretty sure is the love of my life who's at that gym.
My future baby mama.
I'm just too much of a bitch.
I know how you feel.
She is.
You guys can't see it, but he's, like, stuttering and, like, having a small stroke.
Like, I'm just, like, I can't stop glancing at her, which is, I'm just, like, I can't help it, like.
Oh, no. At our old gym, there was two girls. One, there was this tall girl named Shorty, and she used to talk to us really nice, really sweet, and I had the biggest crush on her. and never said nothing until she left. And then there was this other girl who studied English in America, and she would just chat me up at the gym all the time. She was a staff there. But I just assumed it was just being friendly, you know?
She's like, a staff, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and then, like, she quit, and we went out, and, like, I asked her if she wanted to hang, like, just as friends. I didn't, because she was gorgeous. I was like, no way this chick wants me. And I took her, she was like, okay, we'll go on a date. And I was like, oh, shit, it's a date? So I was like, all right, I need to do something, you know, nice, something special. And so I took her, I was like, all right, I'll take her to, like, the culture festival at this college, and then we'll go out for dinner or something later. And I ran into a friend of mine there, and he's like, oh, what are you doing here? You want to hang out? I'm like, no, dude, I got a date coming. You need to go away.
Get the hell out of my way.
Exactly. And he's like, well, I'll just wait until she gets there. And this motherfucker waited until she showed up, and then he hung with us for like 40 minutes. I'm like, dude, go away. And he's like, we're going the same way anyway. And I'm like, I've never wanted to choke a dude.
He just broke code.
Oh, dude. And the worst part about it is, like, after that, she had things to do, so we didn't get to go eat dinner. And then, like, when I tried to follow up or try to make something else happen, I had missed my chance. And I was like, she was a quality woman. And then she, like, went to Australia to study English, and then I never heard from her again. And
it's a pure numbers game. Like, the dating is, it's just, it's a matter of where you have better quality numbers. Like, and so I think the hobby route is...
But none of my hobbies would have a bunch of women. I'm a fucking nerd.
No, that's why you gotta get into a hobby that might pay off, you know?
Ballet? I don't know. What hobbies do women got? Where the hotties at?
Yoga.
Fuck, I hate yoga. Yoga is my kryptonite.
But they would love you at yoga. They'd be like, oh my God, Anthony. They would love you.
Oh, when we used to go at our gym, like, the teacher's always like pushing me into these uncomfortable poses. And the worst part is I'm the biggest person in the room, and it's a room full of mirrors. So everywhere I'm just looking at everybody stare at me, and I'm like, I fucking hate this place.
No, you gotta do yoga at like a sakuru, like a circle. Like, it's a group of people that get together at the Kominkan kind of thing every week or something, and do it like that way. Because then that's like a personal thing, because then they have, you know,
and
nomikais and that kind of stuff. And
the same people or new people always come, and that'd be good.
I'll think about it, but I still hate yoga.
And when you put out that you're kind of looking for someone, they take note.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, that kind of stuff. I'm going to hook this boy up, you know? Yeah.
Why aren't you in yoga then?
I actually used to be in a yoga circle, but then I started working at this was a long time ago. I started working at this place, so I couldn't go there. And then the one other guy, the foreign guy who introduced me to that group, is just, I don't want to be around him.
Where was he from?
The States.
Damn it. All right, never mind.
And so I just, like...
No, I get it. You got to get away from the negativity, but... I don't know. Like I said, I'll try.
If he hears this podcast, he'll know exactly who he is to it.
Why are you? And you were giving us so much shit. Like, oh, don't apologize or just talk
how
you
want to talk. He's a handful. I just couldn't deal with that all the time.
Brandon does not apologize. He's just saying. He's going to know.
I'm just saying.
Put on blast.
You know, people talking all this mess about the podcast until they come on and they're like, all
I
right.
I told you I was going to be the most offensive person you have on this podcast.
No. I don't know. I'm going to try this whole smile and shit and start talking to people on the streets or whatever. The Nampa game, I guess. But, yeah, I just need to change. But I'm more excited just to get back to the gym because I have an appointment with my doctor about my post-surgery thing. And he said that I should be able to start at the end of this month or beginning of April. So that's why we're going to take all those crappy pictures, which I will not want to post online. You better not tag me in those. Like, I'm going to blur out my head, put the, like, mosaic over my face, because it is just horrid what my body's become right now. But we need the motivation.
What's your goal weight?
My goal, I'm probably 150 kilos right now, and I want to be at least... I'd like to go back down to 110 and see how I feel about that. My original goal a few years ago was like 100 even, but...
You might look like a cancer patient.
Exactly, right? I'm too tall, so I'm like, I wanna still look a little tough. I don't want to get like picked on by like some little kids or nothing.
That would be like me at like 80 kilos. I'd look like a cancer patient.
Right? So that's my goal, I'm going to say, is 110. What about you, Carl?
I'm shooting for 75.
And what are you right now?
I'm at 105.
Oh, me too. I'm 105. But I'm significantly taller.
I'm about to say. Yeah.
I'm like in American, 4'11", and in Japanese, I'm 145 centimeters, and I'm like, if you guys saw a picture of what we look like now, I'm like, two tall guys to each side of me, and I'm in the middle of this, like, tiny chair. Like,
the gap, half-field area. The gap between my height and Carl's height is significantly less than the gap between my height and Anthony's height.
But, yeah, so, what about you? What do you have any goals, or?
Yeah, right now I'm 105. And at my peak, back when I had the beard, I was 88 was what I got down to. My goal was,
damn.
I got, and ideally I wanted to actually get under 85 because I wanted to see what that looks like. But then I realized, like, at that time, I was doing the ALT work. And the biggest thing I realized through my whole journey of losing weight is I work very well under a schedule.
Yeah.
And one of the better things about ALT work was
you were on the same schedule every day.
Yep. I was able to fast in the morning, go to work, not have access to combinis or anything like that, not eat for the whole day. I would work out. I was doing it 24 hours. I was at any time. I was at Joy Fitness at any time around that. Go to work before. Go to the gym before I went to work. And then get home, be able to eat, and the weight was just peeling off. But then once I started doing more like...
Once your schedule becomes...
My schedule was all over the place. And like that damn Hankyu bakery opened up. 100 yen bakery. Destroyed my life.
You gotta show me that bakery.
No!
But the thing is, I have never gone fully back to what I used to be when I first started this whole journey. Like, I think now when I lose the weight and go back to like 90, the 90 I'm gonna look
it's
like...
It's gonna look better than you were at 80.
Then yeah.
No, yeah. Because
I haven't stopped working out. Like, I've always been...
Well, plus, you just you know how to work out now, too. Your body, you have all that muscle memory and stuff. So, I'm hoping... Because that's my issue. Like, my schedule's so random at times. Like, sometimes I'll be going to Kumamoto to teach classes or shit like that. So, yeah. Missing that every day, same schedule. But the plus side is that I don't have to see kids every day. Like, sometimes I'm just helping teachers out and stuff. So... no, I just need to stop being a bitch, and if my doctor says I can get back to the gym, I mean, I'm going to have to lift, like, light-ass weights for a while, because, you know, I still can't really sleep with, like, my right arm above my head, you know, unless I'm, like, leaning on the side, so, yeah, it's going to be a good journey, but I'm going to go back to the fasting, and I got this new, I don't know if you heard our last episode, but I got a bike for my birthday from Carl, and it's a full-size bike for me. So, my fat ass, I told him I hit Mach 3 going downhill once, and I was like, oh shit, this is too fast. But, yeah, we're going to start biking to do cardio to take pressure off our joints and stuff until we lose some weight and then go back to jogging and all that shit. Burpees, I fucking hate burpees. Fucking, go ahead.
Yeah, what a lot of people don't understand, like, how you guys were talking about, like, how the schedule, like, it's so much easier to control your life, so.
Yeah.
What a lot of people don't get is stress is actually a big factor that you have to, like, accommodate for. If you're constantly under stress and your parasympathetic nervous system isn't being taken care of, you're just going to have a really hard time, like, losing that weight. And then just your quality of sleep's not going to be good. And you just need to make sure that you're just, you know, leaving enough room for yourself. Like, and that's what's hard about, like, when you're trying to piece together jobs. It's like, if you can't pay your bills, it's really stressful, you know? Like,
I know all about that.
Or when parties happen, or when you gotta, like, help out a friend, or anything, because...
Oh, yeah, shout out to P. We hope you're gonna, you know, recover and get better, and, you know, we're here thinking about you, brother.
Yeah, he's doing all right. He was in the hospital, drugged up, feeling pretty good. So, but, yeah, like, my biggest issue, even... when I had a schedule with sleep, like, I'd get 5-6 hours a night, if I'm lucky. And then I would go nuts on the weekend and sleep, like, 12 hours to catch up.
No bueno.
See, I like that, though. Let me have my hibernation weekends and, you know. But the same part, the one of the biggest issues I had was when I was fasting, I would cut out carbs for about 4 or 5 days. Oh, man, I would get cranky by Friday. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. And Carl's over here, he's like, oh, you ready to work out? I'm like, fuck the world! He's like, okay, we're good.
Like, one of the things that I learned, like, because I was originally, when I first came to Fukuoka, I was 113 kilograms.
Wow, for real?
Yeah, 113 kilograms. And, like, the spark for me was, I like men's clothing, and I was like, fit guys look really awesome in clothes. So like,
let don't me, body shame me.
Let me start with that. And I have learned how my body operates. Just I know that I am ravenously hungry at nighttime. It doesn't matter what I eat during the day. Nighttime comes, I will be extremely hungry. So it doesn't make sense for me to eat anything during the day, because I'm like, I'm just gonna be. Doesn't matter. Like, I'm going to be crazy hungry at nighttime.
I'm thinking on these camps, we should try and see if we can eat pretty healthy, which is gonna be fucking hard. But
yeah, let's
see, copy Ronnie.
Yeah.
Our buddy Ronnie, over the summer, he was just fluffy. He's been like, you know, pretty chunky like since we worked there. And 4 months later, homie lost, what, 20 kilos?
Yeah, a little more than that.
About 40 pounds, right? And we were just like, son of a bitch, he's calling us out. So, and then when we were working at him with the last camp, he was, you know, he would just jog for no reason. And he was like, oh, I'm not going to eat the red meat. You know, I don't want to raise my cholesterol. I'm like, you bastard. And then here I am like, well, I'll eat his meat. Like, so since we're going to get started from April, I'm like going to give it a dry run and see if we can, if I can handle doing it with the camp, because that's going to be like a high stress environment. But I don't know, I want it bad. Like that, like the confidence you get with the weight loss and stuff like that.
It improves in every aspect of your life. Everything improves. Like when they say, when people talk about that stuff, it's not bullshit. It is so true. Like when I was at my best, my confidence was through the roof.
Arrogance, we meant to say.
Like it was like I mean, the way, and the thing is, the way people look at you, the way women look, everything is just.
Oh, better. Yeah. Remember when
we. Respect, man. People just give you respect when you look better.
No, this fool, he fucked up one day. We were coming home from the club, and a car full of three girls pulled over at us. And they were like, oh, hey, what you guys doing? And I was like, damn, you know, like, shit. God never sends me packages like this. I'm like, I'm about to go wherever you want to go. And Brandon's over here like, these aren't my type of girls.
I didn't say
and
that.
He was saying in Japanese, and I was like, what?
Never said that. That never happened.
You said lying. Something like that.
He is lying. I would not say that.
So uninterested.
Japanese people that could understand me and be that insulting, I wouldn't do that.
Would you say you helped the situation at all?
No, I didn't.
Exactly. Would you say you might have made it worse?
I don't think I made it
no.
worse. No! I was kind of like, whatever.
Yeah, but they saw that. That's what I was saying. Like, we were in our peak, and there was three of them and two of us.
It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. We just walking home, and I'm
and they
like,
were cute. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
They were a little bit more of the Yankee side, which I guess you would kind of say like a thuggish side. But they were driving. They hollered at us, and we let it go away.
I do. I guess I regret that.
You don't? You guess? You better fucking regret that shit. Shit never have that. Ain't never happened since.
So wait, let me throw this out there.
Huh.
The challenge.
What challenge?
Right. So I was thinking about this. Mm-hmm. Right?
Here we go.
So I want to do a fitness photo shoot, right? And I was thinking, well, I can do your guys for free, right? If you guys hit your goals. Within a certain time period, right? It has to be like, okay, by this date.
10 years.
It has to be like within, you know, a few amount of months by this date. And it doesn't have to be the exact, obviously, because you can't necessarily control exactly how much you're going to lose. So within a certain amount.
Margin of error,
right? And so typically the way I operate with photography and like cost and things like that is by packages, right? So depending on which package you would get is how much. And then like my sitting fee for me to come out and do the photos, right? So we can discuss this later, what you would want package-wise. You can get one package and split it between the two of you because it's an even number.
I'd like the Walmart special.
You know? And then, yeah, I'll do it for free if you guys hit your goal. If you don't hit your goal, then you owe me that money.
This is starting to feel like really a lot of fucking pressure.
Shit just got real.
I'm so sick of this goddamn podcast.
But you have to give the money to, like, Grace or someone who can, like, someone who can...
A trusting third party.
Yeah, who can hold on to it.
What are you trying to say? You don't think we're going to fuck up the money if we lose?
So
Anthony hasn't been seen in 6 weeks.
So basically, it's a win-win for me because either I do a photo shoot for free, which, okay, I've done that before, and I have the photos, or I get a certain amount of money just because they didn't get their goal, so...
Sounds like a motivating factor for me, so I'm in.
fuck you. Can't we have, like, time to think about this? Or?
No, but we got to establish real goals. Like, 40 kilos is not... That's not a real goal in 3 months. So, you got... We'll talk about the actual numbers. And let's put a website together and then, like, put it to a vote, you know, like...
Yes, I want to hear what the dozens and dozens of our fans that we have out there for...
Four fans.
Yes, you know, and my mom better just side with me because she's been siding with Carl. She's like, I love Carl on the podcast. Thanks a lot, Mom. But no, I mean, if they say yes, then I'll do it.
And no, we're going to do it. It's just we gotta get the numbers.
I thought we were going to put it to the vote.
No, the vote is if we pay or not. Yeah. You know, like... If our audience
says... So you mean they decide if we pass?
If our audience says, oh, these guys, these motherfuckers too fat.
Oh, fuck, I just got through talking so much shit in the first half of this. How you gonna have me do that? Gonna have like 80 bitches on Tinder that I was talking shit about. They'd be like, oh, let's get his fat ass to pay all this goddamn money. Fuck it, fine, whatever. I don't care, we'll do it live. God, I fucking hate you.
We'll discuss the details off the podcast.
Well... Man, yeah. All right. Well, it looks like we're adding up to you guys get fancy pictures. I still ain't wearing no goddamn bikini.
I'm not taking any photos.
Thank you. Thank you. Because he has a G-string elephant pair of underwear that he was like, oh, here we go. I'm like, nope. Never.
Your anaconda can't fit in the
elephant. Chad, leave my junk. Oh, goddamn it. Oh, my God. Jesus, this is getting real. I hope I can go fucking back to the gym. Oh, man. If not, I'm going to lie. I'm going to say, like my doctor said, I got to wait 6 years or something.
It's going to have to be a two-parter, man.
If not, you should better get on your bike, man.
Yeah. God damn it. I fucking hate this.
A bike ride everywhere. It's fun.
Yeah. No, this was this past month I stopped getting my Subway pass just to do more, like, on my bike. But when I ride, because that bike's so nice, like, I don't stop, like, park it anywhere. I'm like, it's always in my eyesight. And, you know, people, like, just walk by. I'm like, what you doing? It's like, don't you don't need to look at that bike? Get the fuck away.
Japanese people can't ride their bike.
I know, it's too...
They can't reach the
ground. No one is stealing their bike.
But, oh, man. No, this is going to be more excitement. Shit. Gotta get... Ah! God damn it.
So we actually had Brandon on because we wanted to talk about the Michael
Leaving
Jackson.
Leaving Neverland, yeah. Right?
You watched it?
I saw parts of it. I just downloaded or just accessed it. Today
I just acquired
it. I was acquired through legal means, but I accidentally saw part of part two, and I was getting through part one.
It's four and, fucking hours, man. It's
yeah, crazy. Shit. But that was the real original reason why you contacted us. Yes. So why don't you give us a quick breakdown on what it was about and how you felt?
All right. So basically, everyone knows about the whole in the 1993 and in 2003. Child abuse, like,
allegations
regarding Michael Jackson, right? Now, he beat the rap on both of them. And now there were these two guys who Wade something, and then I forgot the other guy. Wade is, like, the more famous of the two because he became, like, a choreographer for, like, NSYNC and all that. Like, he was became a big deal. And so they defended him the first time around in 1993. Mm-hmm. Saying no, he didn't do any of this. Well, they're saying that, like, no, he did sexually abuse
both of them.
Yeah, and it's the, like, it's gross. Like, the it's just like,
yeah, that was the thing. It was like they were breaking down the stuff and
it's
the
gross.
Kisses,
like,
and
now after watching that, I went online and there was this, I forget the guy's name, but he was going through how it's all bullshit what they were saying, because, like, he was going through their past and how, like, so one of the stories that one of the guys said appeared in this book from a different person's story, but that turned out to be bullshit, but it was, like, a complete, like, it was, like, the same story. What do you, like, you just took it from the book and all this kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, what I want to kind of get to is, like, no matter what, this muddles the Michael Jackson legacy regardless, because he's dead, right? He can't talk, like, it's so it... Because of the way I was saying this to this before we started recording to Carl, like, because of how he was as a person, it's not a stretch to think that he would have, like, abused kids because of just the way he was, right? Like,
he was pretty fucked up in the head.
He was, because this whole, like, people say, like, what do you mean he didn't have a childhood? It's like, it's not that he didn't have a childhood. He was mentally broken, this man. Like,
so what do you think? Do you think he did it?
I don't know.
What about you, Carl? What do you...
Like,
Now, basically, we're never gonna know, but yeah. Like what we were talking about was just what he was doing wasn't appropriate.
Right? Regardless, yeah. Even if everything else, if it, let's say he didn't do any of this, but the whole thing of him like befriending kids the way he did is not appropriate for
an adult
man. I don't care. Like it's just, and the fact that we are so willing to give celebrities a pass for like. He had no one around him because he was so powerful saying, Mike, this is just not appropriate regardless, dude. You can't do this. Like, I know you're not doing anything with these kids.
Well, I think it's because they were musicians because R. Kelly was in the same thing, but Wesley Snipes was in jail for 4 years for taxes.
Right.
Right? And they were putting that shit all over. But Mike beats two, what's it, pedophilia? The
allegations.
Yeah. Sexual abuse.
Yeah, sexual abuse. And then R. Kelly, you know, well, he's peeing on girls on video. And, you know, in fact, when Dave Chappelle made fun of that with the on the Chappelle show.
I want to pee on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they I guess R. Kelly's bouncers went to go fuck him up. And Dave Chappelle's bouncers had to, like, scare him away. But it's like, for me, you know, yeah, Mike's dead and stuff. But it's not new. Like, so if he did it, what do we do? Do we just stop listening to Michael Jackson?
Yeah, it's like, you know, even if he did do it, it's kind of like you could separate. You have to
carpe diem? What are you trying to say? No.
Compartmentalize.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, can't speak English anymore. The man from, you're like, if he did it, you're like, amazing artist. There will never, ever be another performer like him ever again. Mainly because also the system nowadays doesn't allow for that type of celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, and then the man who abused children, if he did it. It's like, great musician, great artist, abused children. Terrible human being who abused children. You're like, it's like, but I like the music.
Well, for me, I paid for the music. And so I have memories attached to, like, certain songs. Like, they'll take me back to my home in California. Like, we'd have pool parties with the family, and we'd have Mike playing. And it's like, if he did all that shit, well, fuck him. But I ain't letting it ruin, you know, how I feel about the songs and shit, right. You know.
It's like Bill, you know what? It's like, except Bill Cosby's a more confirmed kid, like an actual kid.
Well, because he's still alive.
Right. And he, like, it's like, whenever you mention Bill Cosby, you go, Bill Cosby, asterisk.
Yes.
Because it's what he did for black people, what he did, like, what he did in, like, his career.
Culturally and everything.
Culturally, everything. Amazing. Asterisk. Also raped.
Super rapist.
Super rapist, right? Now, like, so you're like, oh, why are you doing this to me, Bill? I mean, but
see, now, because I'm fucked up, like, if you watch Bill Cosby now, with knowing all that shit, because you see, you'll be like, you'll find innuendo and shit that didn't have it before. So it's kind of, it's horrible, but it's hilarious. But for that, like, if it doesn't make you comfortable, don't watch it. That's all it is.
It's like when you watch that documentary, that's what happens with the documentary, because you see him in these pictures with these kids, and you're like, this is either really endearing or super creepy if what he did is actually true when you see him with these kids in these pictures. You're like, that could be really creepy. But, you know, think of, like, I think there's a heavy chance that he didn't do it because he's just an easier target. Because you think, like, he really was, like, a child. And you think about, like, when you think about his life, they had to pay a supermarket to make sure no one came in. And I don't know if there were people playing employees or if it was the actual employees working there, so he could go around and feel like he was shopping like a regular human being.
He just wanted to be normal.
Like, he literally could not go anyway, there are no celebrities to this day that, like, right now that's experienced that.
You could be Dwayne Johnson. Who would anyone give a fuck about that much,
like,
right?
You could be, like, the biggest movie star, or at least as far as top grossing right now, is Dwayne Johnson. He could go outside and walk around, go to the grocery store, and okay, people might bother him. Oh, it's The Rock. Hey, how you doing?
Take some blah. Pictures, some selfies.
But there will not be riots. And the thing is, Michael was doing that everywhere. Think about it. He was here in Japan. People be climbing on cars. He made Japanese people crazy. Freak out to the point where they climbed on cars. That, oh my God, Michael!
Well, and like you said, like, that messed him up, but also getting his ass beat by Joe Jackson.
Joe Jackson was probably one of the worst human beings on the planet.
But there was
terrible human being.
Because, you know, Michael Jackson transformed from a handsome black dude to a scary white skeleton.
He had no face. When he died, he had no face.
That's, like, the thing. But, you know, they said, they were trying to say, like, he had revitiligo, which was that disease that gives you, like, the spots, right? But vitiligo doesn't fucking go through your whole body. He bleached his skin, and then he got the nose job. He wanted to be white. His children, the two kids he
has... Those are not biologically his
kids. Exactly. Black people, we can't have blue-haired, blonde-eyed, or blonde-haired, blue-eyed children.
At least not like that. They wouldn't come out like, they wouldn't come out looking like that. And Michael was black.
Right?
Like, he was blacker than any of us here. Because Carl's brown, too.
So. No, Carl's black, if you listen to the podcast. Black. But no, so it's like, he had issues among issues, but heard...
He hated himself. Like, he definitely
hated himself. Black men in general.
Because like, here's the thing, too. All the kids that he would hang out with, the ones that he had, like, a close relationship to, that he would bring, like, to the two kids in that, the two guys in that documentary, and then the guy who, the kid who officially, the Jordy kid, who in 1993 accused him. Well, Jordy was a little, like, ethnic looking. He was Australian. Mm-hmm. He might have been, like, Aborigine. No black kids.
Mm-hmm.
He never hung out with black kids. Like, it was all, like, little white kids, or just kind of not black kids.
White kids hang out with black celebrities?
He got made fun of as a kid, and, like, by his family and all that kind of stuff. It was, like, he was fucked up in the head. It, like, completely fucked up. But it just...
It's amazing the shit that happens and like how it went. But for me, I don't know if that's going to piss people off or not. But like I said, like what few songs I have on my iPod are going to keep playing because...
And I don't care what anyone says. I don't give a shit who it is. Oh, I'll leave it with Michael. No. Like all the shit about him can be completely false. I would not let my kid stay at home with Michael Jackson. Like what the...
The first kid, the guy, the 1993 one. Maybe you can give those parents a pass. It's the first time, whatever. After that, though, nobody
especially after 1993,
yeah.
Regardless of you're like, you're not sure or not, you believe it or not, I'm not letting my kids stay with Michael Jackson. Are you crazy? Like,
Someone else brought it up to me. I think it was Robert. He was like, this man was accused of murder and got away with it. Are you going to let your kid hang out with him, you know, while you're not around? Are you willing to take that bet? So I'm going to be a punk and say no, you know. And I mean, even my mom, like my dad was a cop, so he was always paranoid. He was always telling me, don't trust nobody, always watch everyone. And my mom's like, do you think I would have left your ass with this grown ass man? She's like, nope, if we were in the bed, I would have been in there too. And I was like, huh, all right, I guess, you know, so I don't know. Kyle, how do you feel? You know, would your parents have left you in the bed with Mike? Trying to get some money.
No parent in the right mind would want, like, their children to be at some random, even if it was Michael Jackson's house, like
they make it real convincing in the, they talk to the moms, in the documentary, and so like you get to see their thought process about how
how
it got to that point, because he was coming over, like one of the families, their house and hanging out with them.
See, they
and,
were doing like, his laundry
like, and like hanging out, like she was like he was like one of my kids and. I believe all of that part of it. Like, him being there over at the house and all that kind of stuff. That I'm sure 100% happened, right? Whether or not the rape stuff happened, there's no way to ever freaking know. Now, there just is no way.
Yeah, we're never really going to know what really happened. But all I really know is that he was an outstanding dancer and performer. Like, watching him live... That was pretty much
life. You saw him in life? Motherfucker.
My parents, the year my brother was... No, I think my brother was like one, my older brother at the time. Like, they all drove down to, like, Tennessee to go see him in concert. And you look at... It's crazy. It really is crazy. There's nothing... There's never anyone like him before or since or after because...
There will never be.
You just watch these videos of these people. Losing no one. You got shit. BT, like, you got these Korean bands that all my students are kids are all crazy about, but they're not fainting. They're not crying their eyeballs out, fainting, trying to get, like, it's crazy when you see how people reacted to him.
And worldwide, too.
Like, everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere he went, just, he literally was a prisoner everywhere. Like, would you want that kind of fame? No! Mm-hmm. No!
I don't know, man. He sold his soul to all the right devils. Where did you see him at? In Hawaii? Or?
Yeah, in Hawaii. Aloha Stadium.
God, dude. Awesome. I never got to see him live, but...
Well, when the allegations happened, how old were you, Tucker, in 1993?
I was
10.
Yeah, so you guys were still children, you know? Okay.
How old pretty ripe children for the hill. Like.
I know. Too dark, though. Thank God.
I was too old for Mike.
Carl's over there with his slutty-ass outfit. Hey, Michael. Take me, Mike.
Nah,
no. I mean, the best concert I went to that I could say like
that. I saw a Sister in concert.
That was awesome. Yeah.
I saw a Daft Punk in concert for free in Las Vegas. And like that one blew my mind just because I had such low expectations. And I mean, it was just like pretty much they pressed play on a CD player because, you know, they don't have to do shit. But
the visuals.
It was just amazing. The atmosphere and stuff. So I can only imagine what it was like to see fucking Mike. Like, holy shit.
And just being in that atmosphere of all those people who are just so into him.
And get that mob mentality, like, just part of the crowd, one of us.
And you just feel like, and that's too about the mob mentality, there are people who are vehemently opposed to any of these allegations. Like, they are, like, they'll kill some, like, they
probably to this day.
You said it's about Mike, I'll kill, like, they, Mike is a god in their eyes.
Man. Fucking nutty shit. I don't know. I guess we'll see how many people play Thriller this Halloween.
Yep.
See how it goes. But, fuck.
But the thing is, one of the things that maybe, like, he didn't do it is because Hollywood protects the pedophile. Like
Hollywood protects Hollywood.
Because they didn't protect him, you're like, he didn't do it. Kind of thing. Like, so for example, do you know Crispin Glover, the actor? He played George McFly in the original Back to the Future.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you want to know? You want to know why they he was replaced in from 2? Because he didn't want to work with because Steven Spielberg produced that. He refused to work with Steven Spielberg because he's like Steven Spielberg fucks kids.
Damn.
Like, so there's allegations about there's things out there about Spielberg, all that kind of stuff. But no, he's a hailed. He's one of the greatest directors ever. No one like has anything bad to say about him. But for an actor to be like, I'm not going to be anywhere near this man. Like, but no, Hollywood, no, you don't hear.
Roman Polanski. I mean, that fool made it away.
Right? And it's just like, until the Me Too stuff happened, Hollywood protects Hollywood. So the fact that Michael wasn't part of that, he was one of the biggest
draws
there. Yeah. Right?
He was money. I mean, he was still fighting with, who was it, Sony? Like, they were going, like, when he died, I know they loved it because they got to do what they wanted with all his unreleased shit and, you know, all the stuff. He was like, no, this isn't good enough, but I don't know, man. It's fucking nuts, but
yeah.
It's, holy shit, we've been talking for an hour and 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to wrap this up here. I do want to say thanks to everyone who sent me the birthday wishes and...
happy birthday.
Thank you. It was last Wednesday, for those of you who are wondering. Went out to have a small dinner with friends. I wish you could have done more, but we were coming off the moving high of finishing up, and we had people who needed to be helped in the hospital and stuff like that. So those of you who contacted me, I do appreciate. I was surprised by some of them that hit me up. So yeah, you guys made me feel really good at the big 3-6. It sucks, but we're going to do this Brandon challenge. Being held accountable. Fucking, we'll have more info with that on our Facebook page or if we make a website. And then pictures loaded shortly after that. But, yeah, anything you guys like to say before we finish up? How was your first experience with the fat guys?
It was cool being the third fat guy.
welcome.
No, cool.
Thanks for coming through. You know, we'll let you know all the bad stuff people say in the YouTube comments.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really happy. You actually live only about 10 minutes away from my house, so we should probably have you on here more.
Well, all right, guys. We'll catch you all later. So, peace.
Peace. Yeah.